Want to upgrade the Vikings offensive line? Take a look at Iowa's Brandon Scherff, listed as an offensive tackle. A lot of teams may be looking to play him at guard. We're going to take a look at the tape and show you what about him will make him a good fit as either a tackle or a guard, and why I think he can be a day one starter at offensive guard in the NFL. First player you're going to take a look at, again, he's at left tackle in all of this tape. You're going to see him lined up in a one-on-one matchup against the Iowa State defensive end right here. And you, what you want from your offensive linemen is them to move the line of scrimmage down the field. That's what Brandon Scherff does right here. This is a power run, a lead, a fullback lead. And you can see Brandon Scherff taking his defender right out of the play and creating a lane for the running back. Eventually he cuts back, but Brandon Scherff's block was key to this play. We take a look at the end zone view, you get an even better look. Here's our guy right here, lined up at left tackle. He's going to get a good jump off the ball, off the snap, get his hands inside the shoulder pads of this defensive lineman and simply remove him from the play. We're going to slow it down in super slow motion. You can see Scherff is going to be the first one off the ball here. Gets a good explosive first step, gets a jump on his defender, and takes him out of the play. So knowing the snap count, getting a good jump off the ball, and moving the line of scrimmage down the field, that's what you get from Brandon Scherff. We'll take a look at another example. This time Scherff showing some athleticism. A lot of time in the NFL, you want your offensive guards to pull, to get out in front of a play and create a path. That's what he does right here. He's going to be lined up at left tackle, and he will get to the second level and take out this linebacker, creating a path for the running back to get to the end zone. The end zone view of this play will give you a better look at it. What you're going to see is right here is Scherff lined up at left tackle. You're going to get a down block from the tight end right here, and you're going to get a reach block from the guard right here. That will allow Scherff to get to the second level and take out this linebacker right here. Creates a path for the running back to find the end zone. Again, this is athleticism from a left tackle, getting to the second level, handling a linebacker, taking him out of the play. Another touchdown run here for the University of Iowa. On the next play, more athleticism from Brandon Scherff. He's lined up right here, and he's going to be a pulling lineman on this play. He's going to get outside, and he's going to lead the way along with the fullback, and the center is also going to come out and lead. This is going to be a powerhouse run to the left, and it's going to be another touchdown. Here's Scherff right here getting his guy out of the play. We take a look at the end zone view for a better angle at it. Right here, Scherff. He's going to pull, come outside, and get rid of this defender right here to help create a path to the end zone for the running back. So one thing I really like about Brandon Scherff is his ability to be dominant in the run game. But if you're going to play offensive line in the NFL, if you're going to be a starter, you need to be good in the passing game, and Brandon Scherff can do that as well. Here he is against the University of Wisconsin, once again lined up at left tackle. And a lot of what Brandon Scherff does well as a run blocker, he uses and pass blocking, and that's quick hands and an explosive first step. If you watch Brandon Scherff's action on this play, it's almost as if he's run blocking. A lot of times you see left tackles will bicycle kick and move backwards and absorb contact from a defensive end. Well, Scherff is the one who delivers the blow here, and he gets control of his man 3, 4, 5 seconds, giving the quarterback plenty of time to make a throw. So Scherff can do it in the passing game as well. One more look at a nice job of Scherff in pass protection coming against the University of Nebraska. Now, you also want your offensive linemen to be smart players, and Scherff does a good job here of recognizing where pressure is coming from and adjusting what his assignment may have been to compensate for that pressure. So if we break Iowa's formation in half, you can see you have two offensive linemen right here and a running back. These guys can account for these three rushers right here. So what that's going to do is cause the Iowa center to turn to the left, and he's going to be able to help with any sort of pressure that comes from this side of the field. And that's exactly what Nebraska does. They're going to bring all three of these defenders at the quarterback. So while Scherff is lined up against this defensive end right here, he's going to recognize pressure from the outside, and he's going to pass his man off to the inside, and he's going to handle this outside linebacker who comes on a blitz. Again, gets his hands into him. A counter move by the pass rusher is no good. And Scherff does a good job being a heads-up player, recognizing where pressure is coming from, passing his guy off, going and get the linebacker. The last play we're going to show you is one of my favorite to watch of Brandon Scherff, not because he has a key block on the play, but because of the attitude, the competitive spirit that he demonstrates. They're going to ask him right here as a left tackle on the weak side of the formation to just seal off this defensive end. He's not a key part of the equation, but you wouldn't know it by watching him. Watch him finish this block right here on the defensive end. He's got him sealed out. His job is done right here. The running back has gone by him. He's sealed the block, but he's not done. He stays on his guy. That's nasty. Again, the referee's right here. He sees all the action. He doesn't throw a flag. All of that is legal. It's just a guy playing all the way through the whistle and finishing his block. So aside from being a good pass protector and a dominant run blocker, you have some nasty attitude from Brandon Scherff, and that's what might make him a great fit for the Vikings at pick number 11.